Well, good morning, everybody. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I remember my first grade teacher, Mrs. Friesel. She was wonderful and very strict kind of woman, but of course I was her favorite student. But anyway, she taught us the Trinity by bringing in an ice cube and a glass of water and like a fog machine sort of thing. And she was trying to tell us that, you know, it's the same thing in three forms. And it really kind of helps the kid to understand, you know, how that could be true. It's not a perfect image. There really isn't a perfect image or metaphor for the Trinity. But it helps the kid to understand that one thing could be the same thing but have three different forms. Just like with God. The same substance, same nature, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. But as you get older, you kind of mature in your understanding of God. And hopefully we get closer and closer to what the Catechism here in number 221 tells us about the Trinity. God himself is an eternal exchange of love. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And he has destined us to share in that exchange. Isn't that the most wonderful thing? God himself is an eternal exchange of love. So that it's not like the Trinity is three static persons. You know, you have an ice cube over here and a glass of water over here and fog over here. But that actually there's this eternal connection and this eternal exchange. You know, the gospel, it says here in the most famous gospel verse of all, God so loved the world that he gave. The Father is giving his Son eternally to us. At every moment of every day, there's so many masses happening around the world. And the Father is giving us the Son. And just like the Son, he receives from the Father, but then even on the cross, he goes, I commend my, like, he's giving back. And then you've got the first pages of Genesis, the Father breathing out the Holy Spirit. And even Jesus in the Gospels, it talks about how he pours out, you know, the Spirit flows from him, you know. And this whole, like, pouring forth kind of a thing is what we have with the Holy Trinity. That the Godhead is love. That the Godhead is family. That the Godhead is this eternal exchange and pouring forth. But then that like the Catechism says that we're then invited into this eternal exchange of love. Isn't that wonderful? Listen to, it's in the last paragraph of my column in the bulletin this weekend. I would just commend this quote to your prayer because it's from Pope Benedict, and it's absolutely excellent. He says, we should recall that no man is an island entire of himself. Our lives are involved with one another. Through innumerable interactions, they are linked together. No one lives alone. No one sins alone. No one is saved alone. The lives of others continually spill over into mine. In what I think, say, do, and achieve. And conversely, my life spills over into that of others. See, this is what is meant by this. You know, that no one is saved alone, it's Jesus. But there were so many people that brought me to Jesus personally, and there are so many people, all of you, who continue to bring me closer and closer into Jesus. You know, and in my better moments, I pray that I am helping other people come closer and closer to the Lord. No one is saved alone. No one, our lives are connected and they spill over. And this island mentality is of the enemy. The enemy who says this individualism, you do you, I'll do me, you're an island, I'm an island, good luck. That's not Catholicism. Yesterday had a beautiful baptism, and I love baptisms. I got one at the 12:15 Mass too. And what's so beautiful is that when the kid is baptized, you know, the father or whoever is holding the baby, but then everybody else has a hand on him. Because to be Catholic is to be connected. And we're in this whole thing together. We're a family. Our lives spill over into each other's. And we're in this triune, and the very life of God continues to spill over into our own. And that's the most wonderful way to live. That we can rely on others who supply for our lack. Because I'm not sufficient. Neither are you. Good. Now we can be together. Now I can help you. You help me. We're family. You know? And boy, it's just a happy way to live. This past week we had the passing of Mrs. Brohart, who poured herself out here in this parish for her whole life. She worked in the school for 30 years. And she knew everybody. She loved everybody. She did anything and everything in there. And she loved each kid equally in different ways, but in same amounts. She poured herself out. And I'll always remember she was one of the first people to greet me and to make me feel at home and to say, I think one of the first times I ever met her, she was trying to fix a button on my cassock, you know, and she was just like always, how can I help? How can I? There's an example of a woman who lived it, who lives this teaching of the Trinity. We're together, we're family, we pour ourselves out, and that's the richness of life. Jesus teaches us on the cross, that's life. A life without sacrifice is an empty one. But a life of pouring out this kenosis, the Greek word kenosis, is what the Godhead is really up to, this pouring out, and we're invited into it. We pour out, we get our cup runs over, and we pour. This is the most wonderful thing, to live in this God whose very nature is relationship, whose very nature is love. Whose very nature is kenosis, pouring out. We get to live in that. Praise the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.